USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. The National Weather Service has confirmed roughly 14 to 16 inches of rain fell in a four-day period in some areas of eastern Kentucky. That rainfall left behind flooding that Governor Andy Beshear confirms claimed the lives of at least 37 people. Beshear also said that more extreme weather is of concern.
We're tracking the possibility for additional thunderstorms on Thursday, though right now I don't think that there is an expectation that that would be severe rain, but we are always concerned.
A grieving father erupted in anger Tuesday as he gave a heart-rending victim impact statement at the penalty trial of Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz, who slaughtered 17 people at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School nearly 4 years ago. Cruz, 23, pled guilty in October to 17 counts of first-degree murder for the mass shooting on February 14th of 2018. This is USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code EARN. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a $5 bonus.
President Joe Biden on Wednesday commenting on the first statewide abortion vote since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. In Kansas, voters rejected a ballot initiative to strip abortion rights from the state constitution. The president, who's still isolating due to his COVID status, delivered remarks virtually at the first meeting of the Interagency Task Force on Reproductive Health Care Access Wednesday, saying Kansas made it clear that reproductive rights are a top priority.
The voters of Kansas sent a powerful signal that this fall, the American people will vote to preserve and protect the right and refuse to let them be ripped away by politicians.
And Texas Governor Greg Abbott met privately Monday with some families in Uvalde discussing school safety. The teacher was also there. Robb Elementary school teacher Arnulfo Reyes expressed his skepticism of the governor's visit to the town, where questions and frustrations remain over the official response to the May 24th massacre that left 19 students and two teachers dead. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
During the celebrations for the passage of the CHIPS and Science Act Tuesday, President Biden virtually addressed a crowd of auto industry workers in Michigan and lawmakers like Governor Gretchen Whitmer, marking the historic signing. The $280 billion bill helps allocate funding to compete with the offshore production of semiconductor chips used in many hot-ticket items, including cars, computers, appliances, and more. The ongoing supply shortage as a result of the pandemic has caused, among other sectors, Michigan's auto industry to stall in its production. Biden acknowledging during his remarks that the federal government must reinvest in the auto industry and ensure that they are doing all they can to boost it up.
The auto industry is the heart and soul of the nation. It's about the auto industry's legacy. It's about the future. It's about America's future.
The NFL stripped the Miami Dolphins of two draft picks and suspended and fined owner Stephen Ross after a probe into allegations of tampering and tanking found that his team had made illegal contact with star quarterback Tom Brady and the agent of former Saints coach Sean Payton. The investigation led by former U.S. Attorney and SEC Chair Mary Jo White determined that the Dolphins violated anti-tampering rules on three occasions. The investigation also found that the team did not intentionally lose games known as tanking, but noted that Ross repeatedly suggested that the team should prioritize its draft position over winning games during the 2019 season. I'm Tony Maruso, and this is USA Radio News.